I'm Linda Fintelberg for Biz News. The plant of the year has been chosen at Britain's most prestigious flower show, the Chelsea Flower Show. And it was developed by South African breeders called De Wet Plant Breeders. And the winning flower is De Wet's Agapanthus Blackjack. And I have Andy De Wet and Quinton Bean, who are the growers, in the studio with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yes, that's like a royal stamp of approval.
It is the top prize. For us, it's like winning the world championship. It's a top prize in horticulture to win this prize. And we're extremely excited.
You guys went there when they announced it?
No, we have agents, Dutch agents, Plantip, and our British agent, Patrick Fairweather. And he accepted the award on our behalf, and he also presented it. So we were phoned immediately after the award.
We all know Agapanthus. How is this different to the one I would be growing in my garden?
Well, it's really special because it has a velvet purple, dark purple velvet flowers, a big flower head, the buds are black, and it just absolutely stunning, stands out.
Does it have an extended flowering season?
Yes, it does.
Traditional old Agapanthus would push a flower and that's it. Blackjack will make more than one, and it's very floriferous and it grows very fast too. It's a really vigorous plant. It's really something special.
So how long did it take you to develop this breed?
I started about 35 years ago, dabbling a little bit. But when Quinton joined me about 18 years ago, we really decided let's make something big out of this, and then we put a lot of effort and we worked very hard at studying the genus, getting enough variation from different species, and then bringing them together and then recombining to try. And so it's 18 years of extensive breeding.
It's about 12,000 hand-pollinated seedlings a year, every year, and you might get two cultivars from those 12,000.
Sure, so that's a long process, and it's worthwhile because finally you do get this kind of acknowledgement and recognition.
Yes, it is, but it's also a lot of fun on the way because you may breed for a specific goal, but you really never know what the progeny is going to look like. So with each individual of that 12,000, when they flower, each one is a surprise, and in between those, you get really just that one standout plot that really blows your mind, and those are the ones that we work further with and that maybe would eventually be cut to market.
Breeding is a combination of art and science, but it's driven by passion.
So what was the competition like at Chelsea this year? Do you know what the other entries were?
Well, in the end, it came down to us at a hydrangea, I've forgotten the name. We thought it was going to be very close, but when we won in the end, we won by a significant margin.
Well, you had a previous occasion, also had success at Chelsea, not as good as this time around, but also third prize?
Yes, we won a third prize in 2019 at Chelsea with another Agapanthus called Fireworks. It's a beautiful blue and white one that you imagine a fireworks. It's got flowers like that. Unfortunately, the timing was wrong. It hadn't quite opened yet, so that's why we hadn't got the prize. And 2 weeks later in Birmingham, it actually won the best plant on show at a horticultural trade show. But it also helped us because then we knew that the timing, to get the timing for Blackjack right, we had the experience, so it helped us a lot.
The biggest trade show in the world for nurserymen is called the IPM in Germany.
Yeah.
We're very privileged to win Best New Plant Introduction, first place with another Agapanthus variety called Popping Purple.
Your best perennial. That was
your best new perennial.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're doing a lot to make Agapanthus well known, it seems, all over the world now.
It's changed the whole Agapanthus scene worldwide with what we've been introducing. The thing is, you know, it's always better to breed a plant which is indigenous to your area because we could study this genus a lot better and we could bring the extreme varieties into our breeding, and it gives us an advantage over people that are obviously trying to breed our plants.
We've repopularized the genus. I mean, it's always been popular in Europe, but our new introductions have definitely made it a very fashionable plant of the year. And the best of all is we're not finished. We've got such interesting new stuff. But just, as we said, it takes years. So the new ones on the way, oh boy, we're going to still blow people's mind with them.
Is that Agapanthus or aloe?
Agapanthus. Agapanthus and other things, other plants as well. Not necessarily aloes only in Agapanthus.
So can you guys tell us a bit more about Duvet? What do you grow? Because I see you also grow aloes. Tell us about the business and how long it goes back to.
It started when I was a student this year, 50 years ago. And I started as a hobby. I loved aloes and started making some hybrids and went on from there, and a little bit of Agapanthus. And then when Quentin joined me, we decided to expand into Southern African plants. So we're working on about 20 different genera at the moment, but it's all done very intensely and scientifically. We keep very good record of what the parentage is of all the hybrids that we make to make sure that we can bring back some of the genetics that might be hidden in the progeny hybrids.
When we started 18 years ago, we said to each other that South African plants are being bred by non-South Africans and commercialized and made famous. And we said, wouldn't it be nice one day for South Africans to make South African plants famous in plant breeding? And I think we finally achieved that. So yeah, very happy.
I've been wondering about that because you see South African plants overseas and you always wonder, you know, where do they come from? So do you also export plants overseas?
Yes, we have Dutch agents called Plantip and they have licensed growers all over the world. So our plants are developed here and then samples are sent to Europe, America, Australia, Japan, South Korea, all over and tested and then commercialized.
What does this mean for you? Would this help you to propel your business forward?
Absolutely. It will now make the sales of Blackjack much, much, much higher. I'm under the impression from my agents that all stock in Europe and the UK of the wholesalers was gone the day after Chelsea. So yeah, it creates just the best advertising we could get.
Absolutely. What also happens is it gives you credibility so people can see that we do things really properly. We do it scientifically, and what we produce, we set really high standards. So it makes the other wholesalers worldwide interested in what we do. So it opens the doors a bit more for us, makes it easier for us going forward.
And can you supply the demand that seems to be there now?
Remember, we don't export plants, really. We only give them basically starter material out of the laboratories. They grow the plants under license. So it works a little bit, I always like to explain it like the music industry. We create a product and they grow it. And once they sell it, we get a royalty on each plant that's sold.
Well, the people in Britain, they love their plants. They love their pets, but they also love their plants. And something like Chelsea, I mean, to them, that is the pinnacle. So I'm sure just from the UK, there would be a lot of interest.
The British go mocky over Agapanthus, which is nice for us. They have a Royal Agapanthus collection, and there is a Agapanthus Society in the UK. So they do like the Agapanthus.
And is it suited to these kind of climates, in other words, to Europe?
Plants are rigorously tested in the UK and the Netherlands prior to release.
Now, when we have a good one, we normally give it to the growers and they try it out and make sure that it will be successful there. But I must tell you, Blackjack is a phenomenal plant. It grows fast and easily and it's disease resistant. And it's got very neat, attractive dark leaf foliage. It's a lovely plant.
What will be of interest to the public is that they think Blackjack was made yesterday and released. But when a plant flowers for the first time for us and we say, okay, this is a winner by us, it'll be about 8 years before it makes its way to the retail floor in the UK or Europe. A very long process.
So where did the name Blackjack come from?
It was actually from Patrick Fairweather. He visits us once a year, every year, and we make selections together, and the name popped into his head, and we said, we like it.
A plant has to have a descriptive name, so it's got to tell you a bit more about what you're going to buy, and it's got to be short and punchy. It's got to, it's a Blackjack. Everybody knows Blackjack, so Blackjack was an obvious choice sometimes.
Well, it sounds you hit the jackpot with that one.
But the names are always quite interesting picking names, because we've got to really a beautiful agapanthus here in South Africa that are very successful called Bingo Blue and Bingo White. But overseas, they didn't want to call it Bingo, even though it's such a lovely name, because they say it's associated with older people. But the customer base, they want to target the younger customer base. So, I mean, it baffles you, but it's always interesting naming plants.
Oh, Andy and Quinton, so interesting. And I'm definitely going to go and look for that. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thanks for having us.